Thankfulness is an attitude. It's not one that we typically engage in every day. When our days don't follow our plan or our expectations, then being thankful is not our first reaction, is it? It is so easy to get caught up in what didn't go according to plan. When the rain and the snow stop the harvest, when the car breaks down, when the roast is dry and the milk is sour, when you reach out for help and you hear no again. It is never so simple as don't worry, be happy. There are always some folk who just can't get past the challenges and find themselves mired in sorrow and anger at life. When you are worried, it does not help to have someone simply say, don't do that. So how do we get past that spiral of worry and concern? Every day, take a little bit of time to give thanks. When we take time each day to be grateful, it adds a different dimension to our days and often releases tension and frustration. The readings for today speak to us of how our faith can get us through the challenges of life and how our faith can help us be grateful for the small stuff. As part of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus prefaces today's reading by saying, "No one can have two masters, for you will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth." Then he said, "If you choose God, then you worry less about possessions, about your place in society. Put God first, and you will have what you need." Jesus uses the birds and flowers of the field as examples of God providing what is needed. Now, he was not suggesting that we just hang out in a field and expect God to clothe us, but perhaps that if we were less preoccupied with who we are and what we have, that we may see a bigger, better picture of life. It's not about the stuff we hold, but the people that we are with, the relationships we build with God's family and with God. "Use God as your guide," he said, "and you will be fine." If we focus on stuff, we are always going to be unsatisfied. But if we focus on what God wants, then life takes a different turn. Love your neighbor. That's what God wants us to do. To recognize that we are part of a bigger plan, a bigger picture. While we don't want to rejoice in someone else's misfortune, when our life turns upside down, we can always find someone else who is in a worse position. Be thankful for what you have. Do your best. Find someone that you can love or care for or support. Paul's letter to the people of Philippi was written when he was in prison, yearning for his community and yet, in the midst of his life crisis, thankful for the people he knew and encouraged them to be their best. He reminded them that putting God first in life would help them through life. "Let your gentleness be known to everyone. Be caring, be compassionate. When you're frustrated, talk to God. God can take it. Then stop and think about what you are thankful for." This man in prison knew what he was talking about. Probably scared, he stuck to God and was thankful for the community who supported him and loved him. And in his thankfulness, he found peace. He found something that helped him through a hard, persecuted life. Through Jesus, through Paul, we hear that God offers us a place of grounding. We hear that we can trust God and that God will give us what we need. We are reminded that we are a part of a much bigger story and that creatures who share this world with us appear to have understood the concept of thankfulness and God-based living long before we have. When each new day begins, the birds are happy. They greet each new day with song. When the sun comes up, the flowers bloom, even if there was a storm the day before. Today, let's begin to grow our attitude of thankfulness. Be grateful, thankful for the little things that go right or don't go wrong. For waking up, for breakfast, for the roof over your head, for friends, for family, for community supports. For reaching the end of a day without major injuries, Or if that wasn't accomplished, for all those folk who helped you and stood with you through the experience. Look at where you are, with family, with friends, with God, because our faith tells us that we are never alone. What does each add to your life? Be thankful. Who has lifted you up? Be thankful. Who has held you in sorrow or in pain? Be thankful. Who have you cared for? Be thankful. Let God know what you want. God will give you what you need. Be thankful. Rejoice that life with all its ups and downs is good. Rejoice that we can choose to be part of a community that cares more about God's people and God's world than about what we gain from it. Rejoice that God loves us with all of our ups and downs, and that is good. With prayer and praise, let us be grateful for God's presence with us and God's faith in us. Let's be thankful. Thanks be to God. Amen.